Welcome to Arkansas Cooks. This is your host, Mary Tweet, and I'm here to meet and eat with Arkansas cooks, and then I tell you all about it. Driving out of Maumelle, Arkansas in the morning brings you bagels. Don't go away. You're listening to Arkansas Cooks. Good afternoon, I'm Mary Tweed, and you are listening to Arkansas Cooks. If you're going to Maumelle, Arkansas on the south side of Maumelle Boulevard, you are going to see Morningside Bagel. They open at 6 a.m. They serve homemade, yes, I said homemade bagels and coffee and you name it. Some muffins, some cookies, sandwiches at lunch. They even have lox and bagels. And they have every bagel you can imagine, you know, sesame and onion and the everything bagel and cinnamon raisin bagels and plain bagels, and they make them right there. David and Roxanne Tackett are the two people that made this happen in this charming little shop, and I visited them while they were making bagels. Yes, they were making them. And if you knew that, you knew that I would have to be there before the crack of dawn, and I was. 5 a.m. So here we go to Morningside Bagel. Well, it is almost 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm at Morningside Bagels in Maumelle. Now, if you go down Maumelle Boulevard from the interstate and you see McDonald's, take a sharp left, because after you do that, you'll see a shopping center. And you'll see Morningside Bagels. And it's called Morningside Bagels because you're on the morning side of the traffic. It's easy to pull in from, you know, on your way to work to get a bagel at Morningside Bagels here in Maumelle. And I'm with Roxanne and David. David's in the fridge, but I've got to come over this way because Roxanne Tackett is making bagels. And she is boiling them. That's a huge vat. And you've formed all these bagels with your bagel former, and now you boil them after they've risen a little bit.
Well, they got formed yesterday, proofed, so they poofed up a bit, put in the cooler so they'll retard and stop poofing. And then in the morning, we pull which ones we need, boil, cool off, bake.
And you boil them in this huge vat. That is that just for boiling bagels?
Some hospitals and other things use it for like mass vegetable cooking, and it's like a 40 gallon boiler.
Wow. And so you're making plain ones right now. She's trying to count as I sit here and talk to her. Put one back.
It's just because they've got so many different things that
So, I mean, I have to ask, and you probably get this all the time. What prompted David and Roxanne Tackett to start making bagels?
The lack of bagels here in Central Arkansas.
Was that it, really?
New York style boiled bagels, yes. We were an avid visitor to
another
bagel company prior.
Like New York Bagel and Joe, all the places that we use for suppliers. Is
yeah. Right?
Okay, good, because they're important to us. So.
Well, New York Bagel Company had stopped producing their bagels because they started another company, and Jay Ramsey said that it was just more work than he...
That was the RX Catering guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And we asked him several times, are you going to start making bagels again? And he said, no, I'm done making bagels. He says, I've got the equipment. I'll show you how.
And so you started making them.
So we started making them.
Unbelievable. Now, had you ever made a bagel before that?
Never. If you asked me 5 years ago if I'd be making bagels today, I would have said no way.
Because it's quite a process.
It is, and it's very time-consuming.
Yeah.
And so we do what we can to make it easy on both of us by alternating the boiling and baking between the two of us.
But you both know how to do it.
We both know how to do it.
So take me through kind of a typical, the life of the bagel, because I think what people don't recognize is that, you know, there is a process.
There is a long process, and we start off by mixing our bagels in the mixer, and that process takes about an hour per dough, and we use flour, and it's high gluten, unbleached, and unbromated, so it's basically an artisan flour. It's the type of flour that they used to make all the breads and baked goods out of back in the olden days, because they take the flour, they grind it, they add the enrichments that are required, and that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's high gluten, and that's one of those stipulations that it has to be high gluten, because that's what makes the texture of the bagel.
Right. So you're mixing it in this huge mixer.
Right. We use malt, brown sugar, salt, yeast, water, and whatever flavors that we want to add to the bagels.
What, like things like
raisins and cinnamon and cranberry and jalapeno and blueberries, and you know, we try to use natural fruits. Some of them are dried, like the raisins and the cranberry, but on the blueberries we use actual frozen blueberries.
Oh, okay.
And apple cinnamon, we'll take our apples, we'll cut them up, we'll run them through the blender, and we'll add them to the dough.
Wow. So now you've got a dough. Now what?
Well, we take the dough and we place it over on the table over there on a cutting board, and we'll cut out little ribbons. I told Roxanne that I started training for making bagels back in kindergarten when we used to play with Play-Doh and make snakes. So we'd sit there and we'll roll it out and we'll set it on top of the divider, and there's a long arm that you set that in, and then it travels through the divider and is cut into about 3 1/4 ounce blocks of dough, and then they will fall on the former, and as that passes through the former, it rolls it up into a bagel shape.
Okay.
And then of course we have to kind of adjust the shape a little bit as we put them on the trays, and we'll dust the trays with cornmeal so that the bagels won't stick to the tray.
So that's where you get that cornmeal on the bottom of the end.
Yes, that little gritty.
But it also kind of makes that nice crispy crust that everybody likes.
Well, the crispy crust is done by the boiling.
So take me through there, because okay. That's the next step, right? These will go in, they'll proof.
They'll proof, and then they'll go into the refrigerator to retard the proofing for at least 4 hours.
Okay.
And typically we have to do it for 24 hours. And then we'll take them off of those trays, put them into the boiler in about 30 seconds to a minute.
Not long.
You don't boil them very long, otherwise then they really get mushy.
Yeah.
And then we'll take them out and cool them down into the cooling table. And then we'll place them on the trays. And
all these are all trays that have holes in them, so you're wanting them to cook.
Yes, from the bottom too.
Yeah.
Right. And then
that's your oven.
That's the oven. And
that is
a
large oven.
It is. And it has special racks, and we'll take these racks and fill them up, and we can put probably 360 bagels on a rack. We'll open the door, we'll shove the bagels, the rack in there, and then as we close the door, the rack raises up off the floor and then sits there and spins inside the oven. So it evenly bakes them all the way around that way. You don't have the heat coming from one side and baking one side of them too much and the other side too little.
Wow.
And they'll stay in there.
Is it a bagel oven?
Yeah, well, it's just
a
rotating rack oven.
Wow. So do you ever cook anything else in there?
No.
People?
I know, you can fit people in there.
We step into the oven.
But it takes approximately 30 minutes to bake. 25 to 30 minutes. We'll do bagel chips.
Oh, you do? So you can cut up old bagels and make bagel chips in there as well?
We'll take them and slice them on the meat slicer and make real thin little bagel chips. And we'll coat them with olive oil and sprinkle them with garlic salt. And sometimes we'll do 10 racks worth of bagel chips.
Wow. So how long have you all been doing Morningside?
We officially opened on September the 15th of 2007.
So you've been doing it a while.
I've been doing it a while.
Yeah.
It'll be 5 years September.
Wow.
That's fun.
It is fun?
It's fun.
Wow. Look at Roxanne give you this look. Like, well, are you crazy?
It is.
We like yes.
Yes.
We do like.
We like it. It's tiring. I mean, it takes.
It's every morning,
it's
right?
Every morning. It's every morning.
Now, are you every day, 7 days a week?
Yes.
Wow. So it's you're committed to it. But then, so your hours at Morningside Bagel are from?
We open at 6 o'clock in the morning for business, but we usually are here between 3:30 and 4 to start the process. And we're open 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday and Sunday.
So you could sleep in a little bit on Saturdays.
That's our, actually, our
that's our break.
And that's our special time. An extra hour of sleep.
Which is not a bad thing.
Right. But we alternate back and forth. Like I said, Roxanne will do it 1 week, and then the following week I'll do it. And that gives us a break. And then occasionally we'll take some time off. If we need time off for personal needs or family emergencies, or we just gotta take some vacation, and sometimes during holidays we'll close the shop down.
Yeah,
just for the time.
I don't blame you.
We have.
Now, do you probably get lots of special orders?
Yes.
If
they want a certain quantity of a certain flavor, they've learned that. Best way to call ahead, because otherwise, you know, if you want 12 of something, we may not even bake 12 of that every day.
Yeah.
So, we've found our trending and we kind of follow it. So,
So let me ask you this: before you started making bagels, were you all either one of you bakers?
No.
Only you did do some stuff at home.
Just bread, and I cheated in the bread machine. So
sure. Well, you're not cheating anymore.
Works. I haven't done bread in I don't know how long. Really?
Really?
This is my bread.
This is your bread now?
Yeah.
And did you cook?
Yeah.
You're cooks? Yeah.
At home. Again, we have not done this commercially anywhere before.
Now, what's on your menu besides bagels?
We do soups and sandwiches. We'll do cookies, muffins, that's mostly the breakfast things are the bagels, the cookies, the muffins.
Right.
And then for lunch, we have the sandwiches. But we also have breakfast sandwiches. We have the what we call the American, which is bacon, egg, and American cheese. And then we have the Canadian, which is Canadian bacon, egg, and American cheese. And it's all on bagels.
Right.
And
you pick your bagel and you
right.
make whatever you need.
And then we've got... Well, we make a pizza bagel. We put marinara sauce and pepperoni and mozzarella cheese, and then melt that all down in the melter. And then we have a turkey sandwich that we use the sliced smoked turkey and put it on a bagel and with lettuce and tomato and pickles and onions and mayonnaise and mustard.
Do you use any bread besides bagel?
No.
Only bagel bread?
Only bagel bread.
Every once in a while, we get asked about that. Once they go ahead and have their sandwich on the bagel, they're okay with that.
Yeah.
Any other bread?
No. Now, the other thing is, I can really tell that I don't think either one of you are Jewish, and people often say, you know, they associate bagels with, you know, the Jewish tradition, and you know, do you have a strong group of Jewish people that come in here for the real thing?
Yes, we do, and we actually just finished a round of bagels for the Jewish Food Fest.
Oh, of course you did.
Yeah.
We can't be kosher because we have so many other things going on in the kitchen, but for certain events they can use us.
So. Right. So it's not kosher, but it's the kind of the real deal.
Right.
This is probably exactly how they're made if you go to New York or Chicago or...
I don't know, but we would love to try to go do that and watch.
Yeah.
Because we haven't been able to go. So...
Oh, that sounds like a trip ready to be made.
Actually, a Spanish man taught us how to make bagels, and he had to use his nephew pretty much for interpretation, so...
Oh, because he was showing you
how to do it. Videoed him so we could remember, but we would ask him, you know, why did you use cold water? And he would say, yes. And be like, no, why did you use cold water? Yes, cold water. I'm like, so... But that don't have to be Jewish.
Have you figured out why you use cold water?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't want your yeast to be happy before you're ready.
So. Oh, that's funny.
He was a nice guy. He had done bagels, I guess, for RX Catering for like 12, 13 years. So he definitely knew what he was doing.
Now, are they coming to you for bagels now?
I think he's probably tired of bagels.
He's done with bagels. You're right, though. There's not a lot of bagels in Central Arkansas. I mean, I don't think there's any that I know of.
Well, there are...
There are places that sell bagels,
but they're not fresh.
So you're doing sesame seeds right now, and I've seen you've done onion, and you all have a favorite?
This is actually the everything bagel. It's kind of a mix, and that's my favorite. It's got sesame, poppy, onion, garlic, salt, so it's got all the texture and the flavor, and it's my favorite.
Boy, it smells good.
It is good. We have a couple of customers. Well, we've got one guy that we decided that the seeds that are down here on the paper were going to waste, so we bake them periodically for him, and he does all kinds of things with them.
Wow, that makes a lot of sense.
So yeah, we do end up with a lot of seeds that just hang around.
Yeah.
All over.
That's why that water bath over there is a good thing for you, right?
Oh yeah, it's my cleaner.
So you'll end up making how many bagels today?
And that's typical for a weekday. Now, on Saturdays and Sundays, we ramp up to about double that.
Really?
Depends
so you're doing
orders.
About 700 bagels on the weekend?
We usually can fill up that one rack and maybe have to go into the next rack, so that's probably about right.
How many is on this rack right now?
18 times 20? I'm not a math.
That's a lot of
typically
bagels.
Typically it would be 360 with 18 bagels per tray.
Wow.
When we're not in the try to get everything on one rack, we'll break it down to 15 bagels per tray. That way the bagels don't go together and what I call kiss.
Right.
And leave a little kiss mark on the bagels. It's a nice smooth surface all the way around.
Say, and these they'll puff up even more, won't they?
Yes. So you can see we've got them just maybe a quarter of an inch apart, and if they poof up, then they may kiss together, and that kind of leaves a little kiss mark, and it doesn't affect the bagel, and it doesn't affect the way the bagel looks, but for me, I like to see it nice and pristine all the way around with that little glossy coat all over it.
What is that one?
That is...
A bagel kiss. That's a bagel hug.
We call it a bagel dot or a bagel... bite or sometimes
bite. I like that.
What we will do is when we're done with the forming and there's just a little bitty piece of dough left, we'll wad it up and put it on the tray and bake it, and we can use it as a taster or
a
little snack. Or a little snack while we're getting prepped in the morning.
That is great. Now these is there anything on them? I mean, once they go in the oven, you're not going to put any kind of glaze or anything?
We're not going to spray them or steam them or anything. Once they go in the oven and they cook, they're ready to be served. Yes.
And you do typical, you do cream cheese and you do flavored cream cheeses and the
the whole 9 yards.
Right. And if they want jelly, we'll put jelly on it. If they want just butter, we put just butter on it.
Yeah.
Whatever they like on it.
They can have it.
If we have it. Now, we've had some strange requests.
Oh, you have? Like what?
Well, people ask for like avocado. On,
that's not strange that we just don't carry it. It's strange to me.
She would love it. And we'd love to carry it, but it's just one of those things that...
you can't carry because it goes bad.
Very quickly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, so my friend Neil, who told me to come here, you know Neil, he comes here, I think, every day.
He's an onion bagel.
He's an onion bagel guy?
Yes.
Okay. I have to remember that. So what he tells me is that you all have incredible lox in bagels.
Right. We use the smoked salmon. Is it...
Tomatoes.
Is it Pacific salmon?
It's most. We've had a hard time finding a good salmon, really, in bulk. It's kind of tricky, and so far, knock on wood, we've found one we like, and the people like it. So
good.
Again, we'll get some people that'll ask us, "Do you have lox?" You know, and I'm like, I am so not educated on lox. We just know what finally works and tastes good.
Yeah. So you do lox and bagels, and you serve it with the traditional capers and onions and
cream cheese and tomato. We'll actually put a tomato on there.
All right. Yeah, you know, if you go up to restaurants up north, like in Chicago and New York, and you go to a typical restaurant, you're going to see them with serve lox and bagels that I mean, that was my first experience was in Chicago, and I thought, what are they eating for breakfast over there? But it is a traditional lox and bagel with all the accoutrements.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Maybe you're hungry already.
You know, we have people that eat lox first thing in the morning.
Do you really?
Yeah, a lot.
So that's a popular item.
Yes.
Back when we first started, we would buy a package of salmon, and it would last 2 or 3 days. Now we're buying it by the case. It is a big seller.
The word is out.
Lox and bagels at Morningside Bagels.
That's one of those things. They come and they go and they look at the board for a while, and because we don't have it listed under sandwiches or cream cheese, it's over on another board, and they're like, "You don't have lox?" You know, and we're like, "Yeah, we do." So it's what they come for.
So in 5 years, what have you seen? I mean, have you changed anything in 5 years, or is it pretty much the same?
We change a lot of things, and I couldn't specifically say what we've changed because it changes periodically just by natural selection.
It's more like we've learned in 5 years a lot of things. So.
Yeah, like what are some of the things that you think you've learned in the last?
Oh, gosh. Don't turn on the oven until you're ready for it, like midway through baking, or your gas bill is going to be
outrageous.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good lesson to learn.
That sucker eats gas, and so we've trimmed that down pretty good to, our gas bill now is like half compared to when we started.
Wow.
Don't turn the boiler on full blast, because we have it come on a timer, so that by the time we get here, we don't have to wait for it to boil. But if we turn it on full blast, the moisture gets in the air, and by the time we're here, it's like a fog bank in here. So
and our lights won't come on.
Oh, you're kidding.
And you can't boil in the dark. So
that was a good lesson to learn.
We learned not to do that. That stinks. We had this poor little girl that was baking for a while, and she was afraid to tell us that the lights wouldn't come on. And we came in one day and surprised her, and she's like, "I've only got that one working," you know. So we learned.
There you go. But those are things that you wouldn't know.
Right.
Now, have you've taken a couple tables here, and you've kind of made a makeshift bagel assembly line.
Right.
Yeah, and it works. Oh, now here they go. They're going in the oven.
Fortunately, the fan shuts down when you open the door, so you don't get completely blasted.
Okay. Oh, so it goes. Oh, I see. So it locks into that.
And those two arms will lift it up off the floor when you shut it. Just watch the wheels go up.
Oh, yeah.
So they're up.
And you got a little window, and you can watch as they go round and round.
So this is, once you turn on how long you want them, which is
for us about 23, 24 minutes. It rotates.
Wow.
Don't forget to turn on the timer.
That's another lesson learned.
Yes. One-sided bagel cooking. This side's done, that side's not.
Sure. That is funny. Now, have you also learned like where to position the bagels? Like the cheese ones can't go here, or do they
leak. We're having a heck of a time with that. I think we got a new brand of cheese, and it goes right through the perforated openings down onto the plain bagels, which has been a hassle, and I forgot to try that today. We were going to try maybe putting one of these.
Oh, putting a piece of parchment on
there.
Yeah.
You would think that if we did that, it would be easy to clean the trays. Like, for us, this is what happens when cheese melts through and drips down.
Oh, that's not a good thing.
But paper on there doesn't, the air doesn't circulate good, so they don't get cooked on the bottom. So we just clean them.
And it may be that we put them on the very bottom rack, bottom of the rack.
Yeah. Now, do you have to actually clean that oven?
Huh? We sweep it out because the seeds, when you pull it, it's kind of violent, and the seeds down to that part. But it's no auto clean button on that one.
But it's like an oven, it gets hot enough, it burns everything up.
Right, exactly.
But there is maintenance and repairs on all the equipment.
Do you keep that at like one temperature most of the time?
Yep, 350-ish. Yeah. It's gonna since I opened the door and talked them in it, it brought back down, but it's gonna work its way back up to the red.
We're back. I'm Mary Tweed, and this is Arkansas Cooks. You can find out more about Morningside Bagels by going to my website at arkansascooks.com. Now, if you're interested in writing me, you can do that as well. At Mary at Arkansas Cooks, the stuff I get from you is always fantastic. Well, that's all the time we have today for Arkansas Cooks. Thank you for tuning in. And I want to thank David and Roxanne Tackett. And we're going to go back next week to find out more about bagel dogs and bagel chips and everything else at Morningside Bagel. Also, thanks for the tremendous help that I get from Travis Hill. He makes me sound so good. This is Mary Tweet reminding all you Arkansas cooks, life is too short to eat bad food. So only eat good food and eat it with great people that you love. It'll taste so much better.